An Omicron subvariant of the COVID-19 virus is spreading fast in many parts of the world and raising concerns for experts. This week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that BA2, a subvariant of Omicron, has caused 35% of all new cases in the United States. In the northeastern states, including New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, BA2 has made up more than half of the cases. The total number of infections, however, has been decreasing, and officials around the country have lifted measures such as required cloth face coverings and social distancing. The Omicron variant of the virus was first reported last November in South Africa. It has three main subvariants, known as BA1, BA2, and BA3. Scientists believe they all appeared at the same time, but Omicron BA1 was linked to most of the cases reported over recent months. Last month, the World Health Organization, WHO, said reported cases of Omicron BA2 have been increasing in comparison to BA1. The health agency found that although BA2 could spread faster, it does not make people sicker than BA1. By Tuesday, the WHO wrote in its weekly report that BA2 had overtaken all other versions of the virus in Southeast Asia, the Eastern Mediterranean, Africa, the Western Pacific, and Europe. In Britain, the Office for National Statistics also reported that cases of BA2 infection had outnumbered other versions by early March. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert. He told ABC's This Week program that the U.S. would likely see an increase of infections like Britain. Fauci said they have BA2. They have a relaxation of some restrictions, such as indoor masking. Additionally, immunity from vaccines and past infections was also decreasing. Dr. Eric Topol is head of Scripps Research Translational Institute. He told the Associated Press, "It's inevitable we will see a BA2 wave here." However, Ali Mokhtad, a professor at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, IHME, at the University of Washington, does not expect a big increase in the U.S. in the coming weeks. He wrote on Twitter, "Our models do not suggest there will be much of an increase in the U.S. in the next weeks, if at all. However, it is possible that the rapid return to pre-COVID-19 behavior and the spread of BA2 could see a short period of increasing case numbers." And an early study in Qatar also suggests that vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna will work against both Omicron subvariants. The results suggest that the level of protection against BA2 is about the same as for BA1. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.